Hi everybody, this is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and today is Saturday, and Saturday is our Saturday night live on the Lightship. So if you're interested in having some healing work done, we'll be going there in about 5 minutes here. So this is a wonderful way to experience healing. A lot of people have had wonderful healings during this process, so we'll first get you heart centered. So if you wish to bring the light beam up on your monitor screen, just go to Creation Lightship Healing on the BBS site here. Click on it, and then once you're on our page, then scroll down about an inch or so on the scroll bar and bring up the light beam. I'm going to energize it right now. So we're bringing the males tonight. So here comes the male light beam. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And here comes the energy to make you heart-centered. So this we do on a lot of the shows. And this you should know by heart because we do it all the time, and you should be doing this too. So think of an elevator, 10 floors, your head, your forehead, if you wish, your thoughts inside of your head, your awakening consciousness. And we're going to drop you down into your heart center, which is the first floor, just like dropping an elevator down. And for the people who are real sensitive, they can actually feel the energy going. So it depends on your sensitivity. And when you get into your heart, you're going to be able to think a thought. It's impossible to get a negative thought there, number one. Number two is that it's going to feel wonderful. I think we had a beep. There's someone else online there? If not, here we go. So dropping down into your heart. So here we go, counting backwards from 10. This you can do yourself. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so we're going to go to the Lightship here. And maybe we'll just wait a minute in case some people come on a little bit late here. So I'll just talk about the Lightship and what we're doing this Sunday, which is tomorrow. This will be the start of our monthly three back-to-back Sundays, three weekends in a row, we'll call it, 8-hour Lightship healing, and we're going to be going into the quarantine rooms outside the Lightship where they take away the extraterrestrial implants, the extraterrestrial energetic parasites, basically darkness out of you. And these darkness energies cannot go to the Lightship for healing, so this could be why you maybe not are healing properly, because these energies cannot go to the Lightship, because if it did go there, it would be terminated, and that would be part of you. So remember, the darkness, the extraterrestrial influences connect to you, and they can steal part of you. So there's a lot to it. If you wish to listen to two archives that are very good about the ET worms and parasites, go to BBS Archives. And the first one that we did was 11/30/07, quite a while ago, and the second one was 10/10/08. So just get on there and you get a clue of what's happening. So here we go, and let's go to the Lightship, everybody. Now, this will not work on the archives only because of alien extraterrestrial, say, UFOs out there that are abducting people still. So I have to put that in there so that you don't try to go yourself to the Lightship, because you couldn't anyway, but don't try. I'm sure the darkness can try to clone the Lightship, making you think that you're there, but you're not. So this will not work on the archives. You have to do it live. So if you are listening to an archive right now and you wish to go on these particular events here, you must come on either our conference calls Mondays and Fridays for $20, or just come on the BBS show here on Saturday, and it has to be live. So here we go. You can have your pets and animals come up. Maybe a garden, but with this time of year, maybe it's not the proper time for it. But since we're in winter, But you can bring up some flowers if you wish, some plants. So I'm going to count to five as we go up. And here we go. And just think of your animals and pets. So here we go. Some people like to hold them. So going up. So one, two, three, four, and five, and we're there. And we go into many rooms on the light ship. The first room that we go into, actually, is a transporter room. That's what we call it. And from there, they do a body scan on you. So I'll try to walk you through the procedures here. Next, after you have a body scan, then you're escorted to the special room, which we call the orientation room. And so what happens is in this orientation room, remember, you're at free choice, free will for healings. So they will discuss with you, probably using mental telepathy, what your problems are. And from there, you can decide what you'd like to have worked with. Also, you do have conscious input down here. Remember, you're on the light ship physically. So it's not like you're up there in some kind of astral body or something. You're there physically along with your spirit. Now, on the light ship, they have to rematerialize and recreate your spirit 100% for you because the parts of you that aren't in your body cannot have a healing. So on the light ship, the parts of you that are not in darkness that are there are on the light ship. Now, if you're in darkness a lot and you have a problem with your genetic cellular memory and it hasn't been cleared out of you, then maybe only a part of you is up there. But maybe you're missing something. But aside from that, we'll just say that you're there completely. And so you're at free choice for your healings. Now, in this orientation room, what happens is you are actually talking with, through mental telepathy, we'll say, the different particular teams of doctors. And there's hundreds of teams. And so you're able to select which team of doctors, and there's normally three of them per team, what race of light beings they are. Now, they're going to look like extraterrestrials because naturally you may see one or two humanoids up there, we'll say, but most of these are other life forms that the light ship has created. So to you, they're going to look like they're extraterrestrials. And some of those are dolphins and whales. Some of the extraterrestrials may be trees. They may be different things like we have on the Earth plane here. But there's also other energies that exist on the light ship, and this is their first incarnation, we'll say, doing work on the light ship. After they leave the light ship at ascension time, they will almost always, you know, no longer come back to the light ship just like yourself, because you don't go back once you're created, because you're created to do something. So what they are on the light ship as far as what they're doing is they're here to help people in the ascension. So you might pick a being that may have, say, four legs or something. You may pick a being that may look like a rabbit. You may pick something, you know, of whatever you choose to, you know, discover. And you can connect with them, talk with them as long as you wish to feel comfortable. And then they will show you their technology of what they have to offer to you for the particular healing. Remember, if they're going to a water planet, maybe they only use water energy to do healings. And so you may go to a situation where there's only water for healing. If you go to a place where there's like a spirit in the air, then it may just be an air type of healing. If it's more of a physical being, maybe they have different types of modalities, kind of like we have here, not as barbaric naturally, but they may have technologies that far surpass ours, and they can show you what type of healings they do. And so it's up to you to select the doctor teams. You have as long as you wish to do that. This is the way the healings work. Now, they'll never overheal you. And so what happens on the light ship is that you're walking around. We'll say that you have maybe a twisted ankle. And so you say, I want to have my ankle worked with, and I want it to feel better. Well, maybe feeling better to you is a wellness of maybe 60%. And so they'll start working with you, and maybe they'll work for just to say 5 minutes. And then they say, okay, walk around. So you walk around, and you go, well, it still hurts, you know. The healing to me only feels about maybe a 30% healing. So they'll work with you some more, maybe another 15 minutes. Remember, you're in their own reference of the energy of creation, okay? As far as using the word time, you're in their energy field, okay? And so now they work on you, and maybe it's half the pain's released. And you go, well, I like it a little bit more. Remember, they're not going to go against your free will. So you sit down again, and they work with it using whatever modality you are asking them to use because you made that decision. And like I said, maybe you only want to get 60% well. So it hits 60%. You walk around and go, oh, that feels good. I can deal with this smaller amount of pain, and that's perfectly fine for me. You can stop now. So at that point down here, you remember you're being beamed up and back and forth continuously in the frequency of light. And it's not the light frequency that we know of here, okay? So it's not like we talk about the speed of light. This is much, much faster, okay? And so what happens is you are then down here, and all of a sudden maybe we'll say half or 60% of your energy goes away on your twisted ankle. And, you know, you're feeling much better compared to what you were, 10 minutes ago. And then you wonder why, when you came back here, why you didn't have a complete healing. Well, that's because up on the light ship, you requested only 60%, okay? And or maybe your spirit down here cannot hold the energy for you. Remember, on the light ship, you're created, but that spirit energy on the light ship that's completely in wholeness cannot come down here because it's up to you to be in your body down here. Up there, they must use your spirit energy to heal you. So you have to have all of yourself there to heal your body. But down here, if you're only 20% on your body, then you may only get 20% of that 60% that you requested. Okay, so that's the way the healings work. And plus you may choose other teams. Maybe the team that you are working with, maybe you want to try something else. Maybe you want to try a different type of technology. Remember, there's thousands of healing teams there, so you're a free choice to select which one you want to have. So I hope I kind of clear that up for some of you so you may understand how it works a little better. And that's the way the healings work. And your healings down here take place as far as the effectiveness of the healings according to your past life, genetic past life of your body's predisposition on how the healings are going to work for you. Remember, if you haven't cleaned out your cellular memory on what you're dealing with your body problem, then chances are it may not work at all. You know, that's a possibility too. So there's a lot to it that most people don't understand. But on the light ship, you are healed. When you come back here, if you're carrying a large backpack, you know, that weighs 1,000 pounds on your back, and you have all these densities in it, all this stuff, you know, all of your baggage, then that baggage causes your problem. So on the light ship, you're fixed. Down here, your baggage takes over. This is your emotional stuff, your feeling body stuff, all these invisible bodies. So I hope that gives you a much better understanding on the healing process. And I think we had on the BBS show, I think it was September 25th of last year. If it's a Friday show, then that would be the one. You may want to check on that too for just a simple problem with a dog bite and what we had to go through to help the person out. And it's about an hour and a half show. So here we go. You're in this room now, where we call it the room where you select your doctors, the orientation room. And like I said, you can be there for hours if you want to feel comfortable. You want to see what they can do. They can show you all different types of modalities. Remember, there's probably about 1,000 healing teams there. So you're at free choice, free will, free choice. So you pick your teams now, and whatever ones you choose is going to be the ones that work with you. So we're going to first go into the room where they're going to be working. It looks like we have the stuff inside of our head here. So we have looks like headaches, what I'm picking up from people listening. We have maybe eye situations. We have sinuses, maybe gum infections, teeth, something like that. And we have sore throats and just like breathing. So these are the rooms that we're going to go into. And we're in each one of these rooms right now as the doctors are working with us. So we're going to bring in the energy for each one of the rooms. So the first room will be basically head-related, Could be many things there, but here comes the energy. And this room happens to be pink. So here we go. And the doctors are those that you selected from free choice, free will. Remember, they will never overheal you. So here we go. Here's the pink room energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And the people who have eye problems, they're bringing us into a room now. And what's going to work with your eyes is the volcano room. Okay, this is where volcanoes are. And there's also other beings there that are working with you. So this one here may be one that you may not have related to initially. So here we go. Here's the volcano energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Next room here is dealing with our sinuses, congestion, nose congestion. And we're going into a room where they have a fog energy. And here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have an oxygen room that we're going into also. And we're going to bring in oxygen number 47 down here for us to breathe. So take a deep breath. Maybe, naturally exhale first. So inhale, exhale a few times. And here comes oxygen number 47. So I'll just count to 10. I either count to 10 or use the word stronger. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'm going to bring in another oxygen. This one here is number 18. So you might feel a slight change here. Number 18 is coming. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one other room for oxygen, number 3. Here it comes. So remember, inhale, exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to go into a room where they have stuff for our ears, working with their ears now. And this room here has a lot of tree energy. Okay, this is like the forest room with the large trees. So here comes the tree energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we're going to go into a room where they work again with our lungs. This is our breathing. And coming into us now will be the energy from the pink room again. This is a different color pink with golden speckles in it, like little fairy dust, gold energy. So this is for your lungs, for breathing. So again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so you should have some results here. And just kind of take note of how you're feeling. We're bringing one more oxygen for you. And this one here is number 12 they're showing me. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And since we're dealing with issues with our head, maybe congestion, we may have a problem with our immune system. So let's go into the room for the immune system. This here is kind of like a shower stall. It has many, many different colored lights shining around us, through us, coming into our body. So here we go. Remember, your spirit's also having the same healing. Your spirit that's doing the healing on you needs to have a clearing too, because naturally your spirit picks up and takes on the energies that you're dealing with, that's manifested in you. So here we go, going into this special room with these different colored lights shining through you and around you. Here comes this energy. There's like a light fog in there. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll go into one other location. Remember, we're in all these rooms at the same time, and we're also in other ones that I'm not seeing. I can only see one room at a time. So here we go, sometimes two, but we're going into the room now, and this is to help us with maybe traumas that we've had, also pain. So we'll go into the physical pain room and trauma. So here we go. We're in this room now, and this is one of the rooms that you selected the doctors to work with you. So here we go. Coming into this room, there's a lot of different colored lights again, and it's very, very beautiful. Here we go. Bringing the energy in, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, request your healing. We'll go into one other room. We'll go into the room where the dolphins are. And here they come. You're going to be in the water. The water is silver, sparkles like diamonds. And again, request your healing. You may want to put your hands out in front of you to actually feel the dolphins. You may feel the presence there. Remember, you're on the light ship, actually, seeing the dolphins just like you would see them maybe someplace here, you know, where the dolphins are. So here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into another water room. And this has the golden whales. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, we'll go into one more room here before we come back from the light ship. We're going to go into the room where they help us with our life force energy. And this is a room that has a lot of red energy to it. And here it comes. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So again, request healing right now. And we'll go into one final room here. And this room has the room where the masters are. There's three of the masters. These are the M's, Melchizedek, Metatron, and Michael. Okay, so here we go. We're in this room now. It's in a whole different part of the light ship. And we'll first bring in the energy of Metatron. I'll count to 10 as he comes in. So here we go. Now, this is the energy from the light ship. It's not what you're going to find from the Galactic Federation's energy or what you ask for or pray to. Okay, this is a whole different energy. This is of light. The other one is light of the darkness. So here's Metatron coming in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next we're going to bring in the energy of Michael. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And Melchizedek, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And we'll revisit the trauma room here. And this here is for physical trauma. So again, we're going in there, coming in, bringing in the energy for this room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And the last healing that we're going to have is an oxygen coming down to us. And this oxygen here is number 87. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, keep breathing nicely. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we're going to come back from the light ship. So now we're going back into the orientation room. And again, this could be as long as you need to communicate with the doctors about your healing process. So remember, all the healings are between you and these light being doctors. And we're now going into the transporter room where our animals and pets, whatever we brought up with us, is going to join us here. And we're coming back down, and I'll count to five again. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we're here. You might feel your body change. I always feel it myself. It's just a little different feeling when you're on the light ship. So here we go. We'll see if our co-host is on here. So Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, yeah. Well, that was wonderful. So welcome, everyone. I see there's quite a few people on the fast chat, and if you haven't communicated with us during the show before, you can either do that by clicking onto the BBS fast chat, and you can post a question if you have a question for Ron about the light ship or about Ascension or anything that you'd like to ask him about. And you can also call in if you like. And I believe the call-in number for tonight is 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. And if you don't get through on that one, I believe there's some alternate numbers listed on the page for Station 1 on BBS. So we'd love to hear from you. Let's see. We have quite a few people here with some questions and requests. So I see that we have new on the line asking if we could have a feeling body and a pain body healing sample run. Would that work for you right now?
Yeah, okay, so we want to do feeling and pain, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so here we go. You should have had a healing already with the pain, but we'll see here. So here we go, feeling body. So five, boy. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Wow, that's pretty heavy. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared. I have some stuff happening from somebody out there. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, today cleared, today cleared. Feels pretty heavy on the heart here. I'll do it again. I'll do a heart clearing. Here we go. So heart trauma. 5 days ago cleared. This is emotional heart. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared, and 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared. Wow. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, we'll do a pain body. Here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. That felt pretty good. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I believe I heard a beep. I think we have a caller on the line. Is anyone there?
Yes, hi, Sylvia. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. So I had sort of a question or a concept for Ron, and this is what's been coming to me, Ron, that if there's like maybe 27 alien tribal groups that come to the Earth to invade the Earth plane, and then let's say there would be that they would be organized at the top, and how would they be organized at the top? If they would have what you might call the Titans and Colossians, if they would be organized at the top and infiltrate through them to overthrow them, they could, one way they could do it would be to paralyze their brains, and then what they could do is they could bring messages through them, to punish and experiment with the Earth beings, and then they could succeed in doing that. So if there were two tribal groups over them, which is what I was picking up, that they could overthrow maybe the 27 races of alien groups and control all these massive numbers of aliens against the Earth people in that regard. This is just something I picked up. What's at the top? What's going on at the top? I was wondering what your views might be about that.
Boy, I see it a little different, but, you know, your information could be possibly valid. What I see is that the alien energies are kind of all competing for us, okay? Remember, we're like laboratory rats, okay? And so they're competing for us. The strange thing to me is that when you talk about abductions in the UFO, you know, genre, people talk about, oh, well, we had a treaty with the Greys, you know, and that initially, supposedly, the government, maybe Eisenhower, made a treaty allowing maybe technology exchanges and also for us to get the Grey technology, the different things. The government gave the Greys permission to abduct us and to do experimentation on us. And then somehow, sometime when, I don't know, when it was, it could have been 89 or 69 or sometime, you know, a while back, supposedly they had another conference with probably one of the presidents, who I don't know, but to me it doesn't make any difference. But somehow they made a treaty so that we would not be abducted by the Greys. Well, could that be true? I don't know. But what about all the other thousands of races, okay? So it's possible that one race we had a treaty with, but all the ones that are attached to us also, I don't see any treaties. So I think that's just lip service to take away fear from people. As far as maybe a couple of major groups controlling different ET races, that could be possible. I do know that the alien races do not protect their implanted ground crew here, which are the people that are doing the channeling for them and or bringing forth information on the alien races. And so a lot of these people, as they become older, they get sick, they have illnesses, et cetera, much like people who do healing using the dark side energies of what you find in books from mind, and not using heart energy, but using your mind energy. Maybe using some type of chant or whatever to do healing with. And so the dark side does not protect its ground crew, and it just eats you up, basically. And so from there, what I perceive is that these races are competing against themselves for you and maybe even having battles among themselves, among the different races, and maybe inside of each race as to who has priority over you. So that's kind of the way I perceive it. It would be nice to have all the aliens out of here the way it's supposed to be. Remember, there's not supposed to be any kind of alien intervention here whatsoever. It should just be our own consciousness talking to our spirit. We should be able to enjoy communication, sort of like the movie Avatar with the different Earth energies, okay? And to be in communication, I don't like to use the word oneness, because that's kind of, to me, sometimes airy-fairy, but, you know, to have that consciousness where you can actually communicate with other life forms. And that's what it's supposed to be here. Instead, the aliens came in and are doing all this experimentation with us, and unfortunately, that's just the way it is. So as far as having an alien race or a couple races overseeing all the ones underneath them, boy, I don't know. That could be correct. I just don't know. All that I know is that whatever's happening here, it's ongoing, and there's no changes. And if there was a change, we would not have war here, because the implants that the aliens put in everybody on this planet, the implant then would be probably taken away or made inactive so that people would not want to kill anybody else. So that's basically it. So as long as they're killing people, having people hurting, having things go bad, including our weather patterns and things like this, earthquakes, which is what's caused by alien intervention, and also the planetary dark side energies controlling the planet, until that stopped, they're not helping us. So I don't know if I answered your question fully, Larry, but it would be nice to have the ones on the top of the dark side say, you know, we had enough of this here. Let's go to some other place, or let's just give up and you know, love the people on this planet, and we'll just back out. So.
Yes, I understand. Yes. Okay, well, thank you, Ron. That sounds good. Thank you very much.
Very welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. We have a question from Heal, and this is regarding when we requested a healing on the light ship, could we ask for a deeper healing, DNA, genetic, through ancestors?
Well, they don't work with any of those bodies, okay? So, like I mentioned, when you go to the light ship, your physical body goes up there, and all of your baggage stays here, okay? And so your baggage, that these invisible energetic bodies, like the feeling body, the pain body, the emotional body, there's many, many bodies, those don't go to the light ship. Those are all darkness. They stay here. Those are created by the earth spirit. So what you did is you took off your baggage. It's like taking this big backpack off of you. And that stays on the earth plane with your name on it, okay? And you go to the light ship with your physical body with these densities off of you. And now on the light ship now reads your DNA. So where you have corruption there, where your spirit cannot come into those areas cannot get healed. This is why we do these eight-hour conference calls, okay? We have one tomorrow. And then you're able to integrate more spirit energy in these locations that, you know, the spirit has abandoned or has been stolen away from you. And so what happens is, if you do have a healing up on the light ship, let's just say hypothetically that your DNA was cleared out of having, say, a broken finger, okay? And you did all the work on yourself, and your finger is fine. And the light ship, you know, you had your spirit energy there, and you weren't missing part of your finger blueprint that the dark side, you know, hasn't taken from you. So on the light ship, your blueprint is there for your finger. Okay. Now, I hope you understand that, because you may not have all of your finger with you on the light ship, because the darkness has taken it away, okay, into some dark side universe. This is why we do the eight-hour calls. So we'll just say that now your finger is whole and complete. So you go to the light ship. You still have your baggage down here, but you took it off. You go to the light ship. The light ship sees your spiritual blueprint. They go, yeah, you have a finger that can hold spiritual integrity. And so your spirit now that's recreated for you, that's in 100% wholeness, because they recreated your spirit, even though you may only be 20% in your body down here. Up there, you're 100%. Now your spirit comes into your finger. Voila, instantly, your finger is perfect, okay? Because you requested that, and you requested a 100% healing, not, say, a 60% one, okay? And so now you come back down here, okay? Now, remember, this is happening, you know, moment by moment, continuously, okay? So now you're down here. We'll just do one frame of this here, okay? One up and down movement. So now you come back down here. And lo and behold, you have baggage now on your finger, okay, because these energetic bodies are stuffed full of stuff. And that's your backpack. So right away, these energies, along with entities, okay, along with alien life forms, see your finger, perfect spiritual divine energy. And it goes, wow, this is great. Well, the dark side wants your spiritual energy. So they start stealing the energy from you because you're not fully in your body, okay, to protect your finger. So all of a sudden they take away, and we'll say you're only 20% on your body. So now they took away 80% of your healing because you could not hold spiritual frequency, spiritual energy, integrity in your finger. And now you say, gee, why didn't my finger get fixed? Maybe it got fixed 2%, okay? So now it's at, you know, a 2% healing for you, okay? And that's the way it works. And your baggage comes in there and takes away your healing. Why? Because you have the genetic predisposition of your baggage stored with you, okay? And that you have to deal with, because these bodies are stuff full from this lifetime of your stuff, which came from your past lives. So that's the problem that people have with healing. So I hope that I clarified that. And that's why you don't heal, because you have so much density. And have you worked on yourself? You know, most people all of a sudden want to just have something happen like a blink of an eye for a healing, and it doesn't work that way. Now, we'll say you go to a practitioner that doesn't deal with heart energy, that doesn't or can't deal with the light ship at all, because they can't, okay, number one. But you can use spirit heart-to-heart energy, but they don't know how to do that. They read a book on healing, okay? And they use some other type of physical modality or some kind of thing where they maybe tap into doing chanting, okay? Or something like that. We'll just say chanting just to use that as a terminology here of healing. So you go to this practitioner. So the chanting is, you know, I hope this person gets well, but you're using some type of language that's supposed to mean that. And that chanting now all of a sudden wakes up the aliens, because all of a sudden these words are what they use. They know about the syllables and the words, how the word sounds with the vibration. So all of a sudden now you wake them up because you're chanting this chant, and they go, wow, this person down here needs some attention. So what they do now is they transmit the dark side energy, the light of the darkness, to the practitioner. Now what they do is they put the energy around the finger, and around your finger is darkness. And they might even take your finger, because we live in time here, and they might take away the finger that had light in it and give you a finger that was created in darkness, but it's healed. And so all of a sudden you have a finger that looks physical to you. Remember, you know about clones, right? Movies now have clones in them, okay? So all of a sudden you have a finger attached to your body that's created by darkness, but it works perfectly fine for you physically. Then you went to a dark side practitioner, but you don't realize that your finger now has darkness and is created from darkness, but it looks physical. Remember parallel lifetimes? So hope that gives you a clue. And remember, the dark side can actually physically heal a lot of times faster than the light, because they gave you the situation. They know the formula to undo their healing, to undo their stuff so they can give you a healing. Remember, I won't say to undo their healing. They can also do that too. But they'll look at you and say, oh yeah, we gave this person this problem here, you know, maybe 10 times in their life having their finger hurt. We'll just take it away because we want this practitioner to be well known throughout the community about doing healings. And we're tying this practitioner up with more darkness. And we're giving these people body organs, body parts from the darkness. This is what we love doing. And we steal the parts of light. And so all of a sudden you have this wonderful healing and you are hooked into the darkness energy. You don't know about it. All you know is, man, this person was great. I got my finger fixed in 10 seconds here. Aren't they a wonderful healer? Well, is your finger of light or is it of darkness? Remember, the light has to go through it systematically, one step at a time, moment by moment by moment. And they have to unwind what the darkness has perpetrated onto you. So I hope that kind of filled in some missing blanks for everybody on how healings actually work. And again, you know, check out that show 1025 of last year, you know, 09. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have, let's see, we have Pauline asking if we could have the light ship do a release from mind control for everyone.
Okay, here we go. So, remember, we're in the time-based energy. And so in order to get out of the time-based energy that we live in, which is controlling us, which is the planets also, so we're actually controlled just like the clock in your computer, your memory clock, the clock that makes your computer run at the speed that it does. Let's put it that way. Not your physical clock with, you know, what time it is, okay? So what you have is you have different speeds of the programs, okay? That's why the old computers are really slow and the new ones are faster, because they, you know, are able to increase the speed at the rate of what these programs run back and forth and get used. So just making it very simple. Okay, so let's take us out of, let's turn that clock off. Okay, so now you don't have any programs running. So this is the mind control. So here we go. The light ship will do this for everybody. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. We'll bring in the males here. And here they come. So I'm going to count to 10, and you should feel the energy shift in your room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we do a lot of times on the conference calls, well, a few times, maybe about 10 times total, we brought in the one of the defense fleet ships. So this was here as the Star of Bethlehem. This is what people saw. It was here to protect the birth of Jesus, okay? And then after that, it left, and Jesus' life was being basically overseen by the Galactic Federation, the aliens, okay? And that's why they killed him. They didn't like him doing the ascension work here. So here we go. That's why I said, why did you forsake me? So that's the reason for that, in case you happen to wonder why he said that when he was talking to the alien gods, okay? So here we go. We're going to do some more energetic work here. We're going to bring in the defense fleet ship. This will be the exact one that came 2,000 years ago to protect Jesus. So I'm going to count to 10 as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Feels very nice, very heart opening. Remember, they only know about love energy. Don't know about darkness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just feel that love energy. You're going to feel it in your heart. Your body's going to start to relax, probably. You're going to start feeling like you had a massage. This is pure love energy flowing through you, through your heart. And we're going to do a heart opening, go to a chakra alignment for everybody so you can have more energy of this coming into you. And this is divine energy. This is source energy coming to you through your spirit to help you with your healings, etc. Remember, your spirit has to be with you to have a physical healing. The dark side, which we're talking about earlier about doing healings, they don't need your spirit, okay? They just work with the body only. So that's your gift. You have a spirit. They don't have that. So here we go. We're going to bring in some more energy here. And we're bringing some more of the consciousness here of pure love energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll bring in the peace energy. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so who's running the show tonight is the male light beams. We have some very gentle ones with us tonight. A lot of times when the males come in, and to me, they're normally pretty stern, okay? And they kind of lecture a lot. That's probably who was in a little bit earlier. But Right now we have a nice blend. I'll bring in the energy of Princess Diana, her spirit energy, that was here on this planet. And she comes into me quite a bit during these shows, too, for communication. So here we go. Here she comes. This is her spirit energy, as we know, as she was known here on this planet as Princess Diana. And the light ship, she's a light beam. So here comes a light beam that was here in Jesus doing the humanitarian mission. And her energy through him was compassion. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Okay, we'll bring in Lady Nada. That was the twin flame of Jesus. So here we go. The other half of the spirit of Jesus here that held the body. Here we go. And that was with him in unison, okay? So the two spirits came in together, okay, in his body to hold the space of the body, to hold the frequency for the light ship to have other light beings come in. So here's her energy coming in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll bring in the energy of Jesus, the other half of Lady Nada. Here it comes. And she lived about, I think, 3,000 years ago. She's physical here. So here we go. Here's the other half to make the spirit complete, but we'll just do it separately here. So here we go. This is the male part, hypothetically, of Jesus. That was a female, we'll call it, okay? Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So those two energies held the body of Jesus during his incarnation here. So they kept his physical body sacred, okay? Which is what your spirit should be doing. But you're only half here. That's why we do the 4-in-1 session to get you connected to your twin flame energy, your energetic twin flame energy. Remember, it's incarnated somewhere else. I'll bring in my energy that was here in Jesus for healing, since I was the one doing the healings in his body. So here we go. And for me, it doesn't feel any different. Maybe it might for you. I don't know. But here comes the energy of healing from Jesus. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So, Sylvia, I'll just turn it back over to you. It's like our show's almost over here. Got about a minute to go, looks like.
Oh, boy. Wow, that was wonderful. Let's see. Alexander was asking a question. You were talking about the aliens around the Earth earlier, and he was asking if it's true that they seeded life here on Earth.
Yeah, that is correct. Everybody on this planet is from a different alien race, and they put implants into that race that they created. But the initial body from the aliens did hold light. And so whether they crossbred or whatever they did, as far as their genetic engineering of the bodies, et cetera, what they took out of the bodies that had light in it, regardless, it still holds light. Otherwise, we would not be able to have a spirit in it. So, yes, everybody on this planet is from an extraterrestrial race, and those races that probably seeded us here were or did have a spirit in them, they could still be corrupted in darkness, mind you, just like people on this planet are, okay? There's people that are kind of evil. They still have a spirit in them, so it's the same process. So you can't look at, the alien life forms as some are 100% in the light. Probably most of them that we actually see or know about would typically not be in the light, because if they were in the light, you probably would not know about them because they would not channel through anybody. So that's the problem. So anyway, some people like to think some races are very pure, and because maybe somebody wrote a book on a pure race of these aliens, but I won't get into that. That's it's not my forte to do that, to, you know, poke the darkness. But you can go on the website under the alien attack page and do some clearings. There's probably, I don't know, a good 50 or so names of aliens there that may be playing around with you, connecting to you. So do go on there. It's $30 for the month and get some relief. So we're going to bring in some wonderful peace energy here. And again, we'll bring in the energy of the Star Bethlehem, one of the Defense Fleet ships, the one that came here. Here it comes, and we'll close the show off. This will hold the energy for the next 30 minutes here. So half past the hour, the energy will leave. So here we go. Stronger, stronger. And tomorrow's our 8-hour call. You can connect with me or just go on the website, creationlightshift.com, and pay for it if you wish. You have four different days, $200, 28 hours of healing. Starts tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Pacific Standard Time, 10 in the morning, okay? So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Sylvia, you have anything to add before we sign off tonight?
Well, I'll just say blessings, everyone, and if you can get on those upcoming calls that Ron just mentioned, then you'll be walking into a new paradigm of healing and living with your own divinity. They're absolutely amazing, and if you have scheduling conflicts, it doesn't matter, because you can still sign on to the calls on an absentee basis and receive all the benefits from them, and your life will never be the same. And it's the best thing you can do to start preparing for the ascension that's coming up. So that's pretty much all I have to say for tonight, except for blessings, and enjoy this divine energy that's with you.
Okay, goodbye, everybody. So I'll see you tomorrow, hopefully. And our next BBS program is on Monday at 4 o'clock PST. Bye, everyone.